It may appear that Proposal 2 is just about medical research, but Proposal 2 also opens the door for profit-driven corporations to exploit unrestricted embryo research in Michigan. With a limited supply of human embryos and millions of dollars at stake, how long do you think it will be before these corporations start applying pressure to find and even produce more human embryos? In California, it's only taken 3 years. Too much pressure and too much money at stake. Is that really the cure Michigan needs right now? Two goes too far. Vote no on Proposal 2. It's bad medicine for North Dakota. Out-of-state special interest groups attacking our senator, Kent Conrad. The press calls the dishonest attacks offensive and says these groups should just back off. The truth is, Senator Conrad is fighting for balanced health care reform that makes sense for all North Dakotans. That means stopping insurance companies from denying coverage for pre-existing conditions or dropping coverage when you get sick. Lowering costs by providing real competition for the insurance companies and putting healthcare decisions in the hands of you and your doctor. That's why the Fargo Forum praised Senator Conrad's pragmatic approach to healthcare reform and calls Kent Conrad a responsible legislator who is voting the right way for our families. One thing is clear. Outside special interest groups falsely attacking Senator Conrad is the wrong prescription for North Dakota.
It's a shame. At a time when Americans should be pulling together, the Republican Party has launched attack ads trying to rewrite history. But we all remember what happened. It was the Republican Party and the Bush administration that doubled the debt. It was the Republican Party and the Bush administration that brought us to the brink of financial collapse. They're the ones that took over AIG, bailed out Wall Street, and led us to record dependency on foreign oil. As a Republican president once said, facts are stubborn things. President Obama inherited this mess. He did not create it. He inherited the financial crisis, the housing crisis, and two wars. This mess was created over 8 years. President Obama has only been in office 8 months. His policies have put us on the road to recovery. President Obama has put forward a budget cutting the deficit by two-thirds. His policies deserve a chance to work. We need America to succeed. Let's all pull together to achieve that goal.